The world moves quickly, adventurer. We chase, we build, we climb. But every so often, fate asks us to stop. To hang suspended between what was and what will be. It's an uncomfortable place, this pause. But in that stillness, something sacred happens. Perspective shifts. What once looked like loss begins to look like transformation. Tonight, we learn that surrender is not the same as defeat. That stillness can be a doorway to wisdom. Tonight, we meet the Hanged Man. It was deep in the wetlands of Galamir. This is where I met him. The one they called the Rootwise Hermit. His home sat half buried beneath twisted willows, the kind whose branches drooped low enough to kiss the water. The air was heavy with mist, and everything, tree, stone, and sky, seemed to breathe as one. At first, I thought the hermit had gone mad. There he was, hanging upside down from an old oak branch, one ankle bound with a simple rope, his arms spread open as though he were greeting the dawn from another world. His long white hair hung down like moss, and his smile, serene and knowing, and it felt impossibly calm. I called out to him, but he didn't answer at first. Only after a long pause did he say, "You see the world right side up, don't you? That is your mistake." I blinked. What lesson is there in dangling like a pheasant on a line? He chuckled softly. "When you stop fighting the pull of the earth, you finally hear what the wind's been trying to tell you." I sat beneath the tree, listening to what he had to say. The world around us seemed to slow. The ripples in the marsh spread wider and wider. The birds called less often. He told me there had once been a judge in Galamir, known for his wit and reason. But when his decisions began serving power instead of truth, he left it all behind. "I thought justice came from standing tall," he said. "Turns out, it's found in knowing when to bow." As we talked, I asked him what he saw from this strange vantage point.
"Roots," he said with a smile. "Everyone looks to the sky for answers, but truth grows below us. From here, I can see how deep everything really grows." He paused and added, "Perspective isn't given, it's chosen. Sometimes you have to hang from the roots to see the stars." He taught me how surrender was its own kind of language. You can't see the reflection in the river until you stop stirring the water.
I honestly don't know how long I sat there. Minutes, hours, days. But when I finally rose to leave, I found myself looking at the world differently. The path home hadn't changed, but I had. Every shadow seemed softer, every breeze more deliberate. And though the hermit still hung quietly above the marsh, I could have sworn I heard him whisper, "Now you see." The hangman upright represents surrender, perspective, and enlightenment through pause. It is the moment that life calls for stillness, a suspension of action that allows deeper truth to reveal itself. This card invites you to release control, to trust that not moving forward can still be progress. The hangman teaches that transformation doesn't always come from striving. It often comes from letting go. It's a card of sacrifice, yes, but not of loss. It's about trading motion for meaning and realizing that stillness itself can be a form of wisdom. This card also speaks to seeing the world with childlike wonder, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary when viewed from a different angle. When we pause long enough to shift our gaze, we find new beauty in what was always there. So when the hangman appears, it asks, can you look at your situation upside down and still see the magic in it? When the hangman appears upright in readings, it often signals a time of waiting, of reflection, or of necessary surrender. You may feel stuck, uncertain, or caught between choices. But this card reminds you that that pause is purposeful. In relationships, it can mean stepping back to see the situation from another's point of view. In career or creative perspectives, it can call for patience. What's unfolding may need time, or you may need to shift your perception in what you are seeing. The hangman asks you, what are you resisting letting go of? What truth could you see if you stopped trying to control the outcome? Honestly, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of the root-wise hermit. How he hung from that tree, serene in his surrender. He found peace, not in mastery, but in release. I learned that stillness isn't weakness, it's courage in its purest form. It takes strength to stop moving,
especially when the world is telling you to run. It tells you to look inward when everything outside is screaming for our attention. When I left those wetlands, I realized something else. Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It means opening up. When we let go of control, we make room for clarity to enter. So if life has you hanging in uncertainty, take heart. You are not lost. You're simply being shown a new way to see. And if you ever doubt it, just remember this. These were words straight from the Rootwise Hermit. He told me that the best ideas come when the blood is rushing to your head. I must admit, I tried it once. And I ended up tangled in a clothesline. Not exactly enlightenment, but I did learn about humility. Sometimes wisdom just looks ridiculous. But it has to look ridiculous before it can look profound. It's okay to laugh at yourself while you're hanging there. After all, even the most enlightened minds have had a funny angle now and then. It's a strange comfort, really. That laughter and learning often come from the same fall. The next time you feel turned upside down, try smiling first. You might just find that the world is smiling back at you. Perspective has a funny way of shifting the story, doesn't it? Sometimes the answer you've been chasing hides in plain sight. Just upside down. So take a moment, adventurer. Let yourself see the world from a new angle. You might be surprised by the beauty hiding in the unfamiliar. But next time, we will explore what happens when that stillness tilts into resistance. When the lesson of surrender is ignored. Join me next time for The Hanged Man Reversed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards, and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Before we part ways for now, I just want to say thank you again for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale told and every card turned is powered by passion and a fair bit of coffee. If you'd like to help keep the lights on here at the tavern, I've set up a coffee page at ko-fi.com/the-tarot-tavern. That's TheTarotTavern. There, you can toss a one-time tip to the bard, or if you're feeling especially generous, you can become a frequent adventurer. Frequent adventurers are monthly supporters who help cover the behind-the-scenes costs of this podcast. Hosting fees, production tools, ink for the quill, wax for the candles, you get the idea. As a thank you, every frequent adventurer will receive a personal shout-out right here on the podcast and a special Tarot Tavern sticker mailed directly to you as a token of my thanks. It's my way of raising a glass in your honor and letting you know just how much your support means to me.
Now you'll find the link down in the show notes. And whether you do choose to support with a donation, or simply by listening and sharing this podcast, you are helping keep this story alive and the mead flowing. And honestly, adventurer, I couldn't be more grateful.